You know, there's a lot of stress floating around the Washington area each and every day. Many therapists say a lot of it is job-related. And if you're in a job that is causing you stress or one that just has you in a rut and you want to leave that toxic career but you're too scared to make a move, well, listen up. Career coach Christy Mims is joining us live. She's got some advice to get you up and going. Christy, welcome back to WTOP. What's the first thing we need to do if we're considering a career change, but we're a little intimidated about getting out there and getting started?
Well, it can be overwhelming, and I get that. So when you're thinking about a career change, I suggest the first step is to figure out what it is that you really want, not what you're running away from. Oftentimes we sit around and hate on our bosses or hate on our salaries or whatever it is, and we focus on what we don't have and not what we really want. So make a list from everything from your job responsibilities to the type of environment you want to work in, and then that'll give you a clear picture, and that usually gives you the motivation to take the next step.
Sometimes people are reluctant to make the move because of money. They're afraid they'll make less. What do you do in those circumstances?
I mean, that is a very valid reason to stay where you are and to stay stuck. But what I have noticed with my clients and former colleagues and friends and everyone that I work with is that normally when they think about making a job change, the first thing they say is, can't do that because I'm not going to make enough money. And then when I ask, how true is that really? Who have you talked to? What research have you done? They say, none. So I think it just depends on what you really want to do, but spend the time doing the research and thinking about, if, for instance, if you're a successful consultant and you want to become a yoga instructor, have you talked to other yoga instructors? Do you want to own a studio or do you want to freelance? I mean, really get clear about what it is that you want to do and then do the research to find out if your money fears are valid or not.
Now, so many people have changed jobs in the last few years in this economy and have taken the hit because they felt they need to. They perhaps had no choice. Are you running into a lot of people that as they make the transition that they're willing to swallow a lower salary to do it?
Yes, I think people are getting a little bit more flexible, especially because sometimes it's not about salary, it's about the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes flexible work environment, working from home, telecommuting, all of that other good stuff. So
factor that in as you're thinking about it.
Yes, absolutely. What's really most important to you in your next job? Figure that out and that'll be your guide.
So here's the big question. If you're unhappy in your job, do you quit before you find a new job?
Oh, I love this question. So
I'd love to hear the answer.
Can I use a dating analogy? So I think it depends on how risk adverse you are. So if you're someone who's really burnt out and you just need to do some reflection, you have some savings and you're comfortable with perhaps not working for a while, you can quit your job. But to bring in the dating analogy, it's like when you're married and all of a sudden everyone starts hitting on you. You have a certain confidence and less stress when you have a job and when you're looking because you don't need that salary right away. So if you're not one who's willing to take financial risk, I say start the job search process while you still have your current job because it takes a little bit of pressure off to do a little networking, work on your resume. And then as you get closer and closer to finding your job, perhaps then you can quit. But it just depends on how risk adverse you are.
Right. And you never know how long it's going to take unless you have something that's almost there that you feel you're about to close. It could be quite a risk.
It definitely could be a risk. And some of it's just due to your confidence and how comfortable you are with that and the financial situation that you find yourself. So do some thinking on that before you make any decisions.
Christy's advice at WTOP just beginning today. If you are considering some changes to your career, you'll want to log on to WTOP.com. At 1 o'clock, Christy will be doing a live web chat beginning at 1 for a full hour. It's career coach Christy Mims. Thanks for joining us again.